Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Teddy Bear Brother B here on a smooth Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? And welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Catherine Penfold. Thank you, my love, for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, be sure to get our new hit single, Far Away, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of gifted and adventurous, 1/4 of the multi-platinum R&B group Escape, the captivating and super talented Lord have mercy, Tamika Scott, new hit single, Almost Over. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the simply perfect Tamika Scott. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful, my love. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us. And thank you for blessing us with a new hit single, Long Overdue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My pleasure.
You have provided us with a slice of cheesecake, I may add, and I wanted to find out from you, when can we expect either an EP or the album?
Well, I have two more songs I'm finishing up as we speak, and I should have everything done. I want to say by next month,
right.
Realistically.
Okay. Now, you heard the first listener. She said by next month, so we're going to hold you to that. So my thing is, being a family woman, being a mother, how have you found time, being a part of a very successful group, how did you find time to kind of step away for a second and work on this individual project?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's a little challenging because my kids range from 6 to 25, and I have a glam baby. So,
okay.
trying to schedule everything around mommyhood, it's a little difficult. I try to do a lot of things late. So
okay.
When I have to have studio time, I book studio when I know that, you know, my 6-year-old is asleep. So I'll go to the studio then so I can spend as much time as I can with her. But I have like a solid foundation. I have people that pull in from my mom to my mother-in-law that comes in, and it just helps with the babies. So, you know, that's the only challenging part, just being away from them. But as far as doing what I love to do, that's my motivation. And just to see a smile on my kid's face, I do this for them. I do this for my kids. I do this for my family. You know, I love supporting a lot of people. So I can only support, and I cannot support if I don't have nothing to support to.
Without question. Well, you know, one of the wonderful things that I love about the new single, it gives everyone an opportunity to see what kind of exceptional vocalist you are. Because it's kind of, without question. I mean, I can only tell the truth, my love. I mean, when you have other individuals in the group that have wonderful voices, it's kind of hard to say, well, you know what, let me be out here in front and let everybody see what I can do vocally. After stepping back for a minute, how do you think you did from a vocal standpoint on the new single?
Well, I hope I did a great job. I gave it my all. This Almost Over it's a fun song to me, you know, because it gives you the mind of the Chicago stepping. You know how they do the stepping,
Chicago
stepping. So it's like a dance step, but it's like inspiring at the same time. So it was my vocals were a lot more smooth on this song. I really didn't have to go to church we call it go to church when we take it there, like on an understanding or do you want to or who can I run to. We had to bring in our church skills. But for this one, really, it was a lot of fun. It was easy. Anybody can sing this song.
You know, you've had such a level of success in your life. And I wanted to ask you at this particular point in stage in your career, what are some of the key elements that still motivate you to take your art form to another level?
I love being able to inspire people. A lot of people come up to us and they say, you know what, your song got me through, you know, my college years or a breakup. Or some people came to us and said, you know what, you owe me child support because I had a baby on your song. I'm like, no, no, we don't owe you no child support. So when people can relate to your words and your song, your singing, it makes it so much easier to do what you love, to be able to affect someone in a positive way. So that, along with, like I said earlier, my kids, they are my motivation. Like sometimes I know every job, everybody has this, believe me, you have somebody, a coworker or someone that you have to deal with, and you're like, oh my gosh, why are they even here? But then you think about, you think about what's important, why you're doing what you're doing. So, yeah, my kids, I always have a picture on my phone whenever I'm not, you know, having a good day. I'll look at that picture, and I just see the smiles that they give me, and I'm like, okay, mommy's doing this for them. So, you know what? I can take this.
You know what is funny? I'm just sitting here kind of reminiscing. I remember when you started, there was no social media. No Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram. And now you look at it now. There's only a handful of major record labels. How long did it take you to get accustomed to using social media to make people aware of what you're doing?
When I thought about social media, it was like MySpace era.
Right.
And they were saying, put your music up. They can hear your music.
Right.
You can talk to your fans. And I'm like, talk to the fans on the computer? Like, this was before, remember, this was flip phones. They didn't have smartphones now. So everything was done through a computer. So, I mean, you got to sit down in front of the screen, type up, look at what people are saying. So it was a little different. It took out a lot of time in your life, but it could work for you and it could work against you. Because back in the day, we were on stage and we sung off key or something happened, nobody knew about it. Now, oh my gosh, do you know when we did our show, the Great Escape Tour, one of the dancers, one of our outfits that they pulled off because we have another outfit underneath. When I tell you, the dancer pulled my outfit so hard and I fell, it was on TMZ the next day. Tamika Scott from Escape falls on stage. Show that we sold out all the arenas or showed us doing good. They showed me falling. That was the highlight of the escape. Tamika Scott fall. So, you know, it can work against you because everybody had a chance to see me fall on stage.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I want to take it back a little bit. Do you think it's very detrimental that we put so much emphasis on a negative aspect of the entertainment industry instead of focusing more on the positiveness that's being done?
Let me tell you, it's so sad that negative sells better than positive.
Oh, without
it
question.
It is, and it's sad because you have so many unhappy people in this world, and they feed off of other people's failures, or they feed off of things that's negative that hurts other people, and it's so sad. It is so sad, but truth be told, negative people love that negative energy. They love to be able to say, aha, or this person is not doing good, or look, this person's husband cheated, or this person lost their job. They love that negative stuff, so it's not really that much positivity. That's why Almost Over, my new single, is the best song out there because it is so positive. It brings positivity to a negative industry.
Lord have mercy. Let me toot my own horn. Yes, Lord.
No, I'm not toot my own horn. I'm not. I'm just, the song is amazing. It is
but
definitely
Tamika,
amazing.
that's one of the things that I've always found very refreshing about you. You've always spoke your mind, and I respect.
Yes, I have. Yes. It has got me in a lot of trouble throughout the years.
But yes, you learn. You learn, though.
Yes.
It's a part of the journey. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a part of the journey.
It is.
My goodness, right now. Hey, to all the listeners out there that are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined today by Tamika Scott, and we talk about her new hit single, Almost Over. And she has some more music that she's going to bless us with in a couple of days. Are you currently working on any videos at all?
Well, I just actually shot the video for Almost Over a week ago in Chicago.
Okay.
I went to Chicago to shoot it because I wanted to be authentic. You know, I wanted to go out there where the real steppers were and just to get their feed. And everybody gave me so much love. Chicago really showed out. They did.
Lord have mercy. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walk and catch up with Tamika, of course, on her Instagram webpage. That's at Instagram.com/ The real Tamika Scott, often imitated but never quite duplicated. Well, let's get into it.
Far
be
it
from Teddy. Yes, yeah. Far be it from the teddy bear to deprive the many listeners. Not so-so, but great music. Let's get into it. The new hit single from Tamika Scott, Almost Over, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Tamika Scott. Yeah. As we take this journey through life, we face trials and tribulations. But just know, the enemy is not gonna win. Cause the storm is almost over. That's right, the storm is almost over.
Receiving,
oh yeah.
Lord have mercy. Tamika Scott, new hit single, Almost Over, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the single is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Yeah, head over to Amazon, too. Take that time. Let your first move be the best move. And we definitely have a caller on the line. They'd like to speak to Tamika. Yes, we do. Let's go to caller area code 662. You're on the line with Tamika Scott and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Melissa. And my question is, I got to pretend like I'm not excited. I want to know.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Tamika. I just want to know how you come up with what you come up with.
Well, actually, this song is a testimony. I wrote this song at a very low part of my life. Some things, it was things I was going through, and I wasn't happy with a certain situation I was in. And, you know, I got depressed. I went through depression. And one thing about me, I write. Anything that, when I'm happy, I write about it. When I'm sad, I write about it. So sometimes you have to encourage yourself when you're going through. And I just started writing the hook. You know, throw your hands to the sky, lift your head up high. The storm is almost over. I was like, okay, the storm is almost over. And I just kept on writing, and the words just kept coming to me. So I was like, okay, I got the hook. Let me see what the verse is going to sound like. So it was, I was going through that time, and I had to motivate myself. I had to encourage myself, and I thought about it. I wrote this song actually some years ago. And when I was going through at the beginning of the year, I went back to the song, and I said, you know what, if this blessed my heart, I know I can bless somebody else.
Right. You have no idea. The song reaches so many people.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, my love, okay?
Thank you, Melissa.
All right.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
Does that ever
okay,
get old?
I need a retake because I just sung off-key the whole first part. I was over here getting choked up. You know, I be trying not to get emotional. You know, when you replay things back in your mind, sometimes, you know, I'm a woman. I'm emotional, and I was getting emotional. I started the key wrong. I was like, okay, I'm going to do that all the
way. Wait a minute. Did Tamika just say that she's emotional? No, that can't be true. No, not
yes, Teddy Bear.
God.
Yes, Teddy Bear. Sometimes I do. It's a rare occasion, but sometimes
yes,
I do.
Lord. You know what? If you could get in a time machine and go back 15 years, what would the Tamika Scott today tell the Tamika Scott 15 years ago? What kind of conversation would that entail? Ooh. Or what words of wisdom would you lay on her?
Oh, my goodness. I would tell her to put those donuts down, go to the gym, stay off the fried food. Because 15 years from now.
Oh, goodness.
There would be one thing that I would say to her.
My love, any man that does not love a full figure woman, shame on them. Lord have mercy. Hey.
Yeah, we have to have a conversation with the 15 years ago Tamika.
Oh yes. My goodness. So much growth. But again, I'm extremely proud of you. I am so honored that you have been. Oh, my pleasure, my love. And I'm so excited, really hyped about getting some more music from you. This is your home away from home. And when can we expect some live performances? Hopefully soon you'll make your way down here to Houston.
Yes. I don't know if anybody watched. I'm sure they does. T.I. and Tiny Show last month, they premiered my song. I did a performance myself and Tiny. She has new music she's working on. My sister has new music she's working on. Candy has. All of us are doing individual things, and we're doing things collectively. So we definitely support each other. So, yeah, I was on VH1, and they showed the performance. And then actually this weekend I'm headed to rehearsal now with the girls. We have a show in California. So we'll be performing in California, and then I'll be doing some solo things. Like, we're all just doing our own thing. So you never know where you're going to see us individually or collectively.
Well, again, this is your home, and hopefully one day, very soon, that you come down here. We would love to have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
Oh, my
definitely,
pleasure.
Yes. Yes. I'm coming, Teddy Bear. I am coming.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Thank you, my queen, and much continued success to you, okay?
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy. Mm, take it easy, my love. A very talented Tamika Scott here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, get that new single, Almost Over, on all social media avenues. But be sure to support her. Head over to her Instagram page at Instagram.com/ The Real Tamika Scott. Got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. Pay the cost to be the boss when you're vibing in the zone of LOT.
I want to know your name.
Doorstep. give you a little kiss. Oh, I could see so many things that we could do if you could tell me your name. I'm not even married. Are you married? Girl, you gotta tell me.
Thank you for vibing with me here in the zone. It's 1:32 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to Tamika Scott. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase our new hit single, Almost Over, via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Deezer. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And since I got you here comfy and cozy, safe and sound, let's get lost. Got to take you back just a little bit. The Isley Brothers. Hello, it's me in the zone of OTO Radio.
Hello,
Lord,
hello, hello.
Oh,
hello, hello.
Hello,
hello. Hello.
see you every once in a while. If you ever need, or if you ever need a reason, smile, baby. Just don't change.
Jerry.
take it back just a little bit. Morris Day and the Time, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Jerome Benton, Jesse Johnson, Monty Morar, of course, Jelly Bean, Don't Be So Mean, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to Mika Scott. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her new hit single, Almost Over, via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But if you'd like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by her Instagram page. It's at Instagram.com/TheReal. Tamika Scott, Lord have mercy. It's been a wonderful therapeutic week of music. I want to thank everyone for tuning in again and tuning out all the negativity. And remember, if you missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered in its entirety. All you have to do is take that phone, pull up the app at iHeartRadio, type in LOTL, The Zone, also on iTunes. We're also on Google Play Music Store, Apple, Podbean, Tune In, you name it, we got you covered. Like Linus's blanket, we got you covered, safe and sound. Lord have mercy. Again, without you, there is no teddy bear. And I want to thank you for joining me and vibing with me in this naturally organic experience in The Zone. Going to take you back. Classic Jesse Johnson's review. Hey, got that one question for you. Can you help me? You're in The Zone. Of that.